Okay, good morning. It's The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. And, okay, this is a doozy. I'm sleeping with a married man. But some of my friends are supporting it. What are your thoughts? Okay?
Okay, why are they supporting it is my question.
Let me read it to you, okay? Mm-hmm. So it says, hi, I'm going to tell on myself a little. Keep me anonymous and keep an open mind.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
I've recently started having an affair with a married man. I'm sure, like everyone says, I didn't mean for this to happen. He's my ex-husband, who I have three kids with. We married young. He was 22 and I was 20. We had kids, struggled with parenthood and money. Instead of counseling, we decided it'd be best if we got a divorce. I was a single mom at 27. I moved back into my parents' house. Oh, some of this is just kind of extra information. It's not ideal. I'm 30 now. He's been remarried for a couple years. And we've always kept in touch because of the kids, obviously. A few months ago, he came to my parents' house to pick something up. Mm. House was empty. I offered him a drink. We end up talking. I feel like we reconnected. We ended up hooking up.
It sounds like you reconnected.
And after that, the floodgates opened. Mm. It was like tossing a match on a gas can. Well, quite the writer.
Holy mackerel.
We see each other several times a week.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
And it feels like it was at the beginning, except we have history, we have kids, we're older and wiser. One friend says, I can't believe that I'd stoop to having an affair with a married man, even though it's him. Some other friends are supportive because they've always liked him and didn't understand why we divorced and thought they've always seen chemistry. So I guess I need to know if this is as horrible and as it seems, or is all fair in love and war.
What?
Oh. I guess we know where Kelly's going
still. It says, I really want this to work, but obviously it's complicated. Okay. There was some other stuff in there. I was just paraphrasing. Well, you know what's funny is that, I mean, like in my situation, I know that's not going to happen, but it is weird, like the parallels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Because, especially with the three kids, you know, and Tim and his ex are very close, but I am very confident, you know, she's moved on. We're happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Tim's moved on. She's happy about
that. Time out.
Yeah.
I don't want to throw... Like, I mean, you can't say it could never happen.
Oh, no. Of course.
This was years later. This example that you're giving us was, what, 2, 3, 4, 5 years later?
That's not a lot of
time.
You guys have, it's a year now?
A year in, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to make this about me and about, like, am I nervous about, because I'm not. I don't think that Tim has that in him, and I don't think that, you know, but I just don't see that happening. But what I want to know is, see, now that's all I'm thinking about. Thanks.
Well, no, don't. I don't want to.
It's not all roses all the time everywhere. Like, things happen.
Right,
and
things
it could
happen. Yes.
Sure.
Of course it could happen.
I think even though, like, Jay and Christy weren't married, but we're close with Christy and they have a child.
Now you are.
Yes, but I'm always aware. There's always, if I'm not going to lie and say I'm not jealous still, there's always times where the three of us are together and they have a conversation that doesn't include me that I'm always like,
hey, yeah.
So it could totally happen.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But listen, here's what I don't get about cheating. I don't get it. If the match lit a fire and they can't put it out and, okay, it's happening, why can't you just tell the other person, this has happened,
well,
we're cheating.
Right.
I get, like, we're trying to not hurt that person. The damage is done.
Did she say how long it's been going
no.
on?
No, well, she said it happened
like
multiple
it was a
times
few
a
months.
Week.
It doesn't
a few
sound
months,
like,
a few,
though.
A few months ago. It says a few months ago.
A few months ago. And I wonder, again, I always go back to if there's other children involved. Like, did he have children with this new wife again? If he didn't, I think there's clearly still feelings. They clearly still have a connection. Maybe pursue that then. You
right.
have children
totally
with this woman.
I agree
after
to pursue
all.
It. 100% pursue yeah. it. But you need
well,
to stop. They're cheating,
well,
regardless.
Well, okay, but here's the other part of it, too, is that we're getting her side of it, and she's the single one. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and she's the one who wants it to work again, it sounds like, you know?
I mean, he's seen her multiple times a week. It sounds like he wants it too.
Yes, but I think she kind of glosses over the divorce. Like, instead of counseling, we decided it would just be best to get a divorce.
I bet it wasn't that cordial and amicable at the time.
Well, maybe it was, but that's so rare, you know? Mm-hmm. That especially when you're in your 20s, everything's moving fast, and then you have three kids, and you're not.
Furthermore, they're still only 30. Okay,
totally.
It's not like they're 45 or 50. Like, I mean, this is just like a couple of years later. They're still pretty young.
Yeah.
And naive about life.
And it's still pretty new. They've only broken up 3 years ago.
Oh, you got to go. Todd's got to go on TV. Come back. But the other part of it too, and this is something that I may not have been thinking of before I got into my relationship with Tim, because I wouldn't have been, you know, I didn't have kids in my life directly.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the kids? Like, obviously the kids know that dad is remarried.
Yep.
This is it's got to be a stepmom role if dad's married to her.
Yep.
That's a whole other wrinkle.
I think before you even think of we're going to pursue this, we're getting back together, we're doing X, Y, and Z, the woman, the new wife, needs to be made aware that he's cheating.
Yeah.
And then from there, then you discuss all the other things. But they've made the move. They've already done it. Their hurt is already there. It's going to come out eventually. It always does. You know.
Right.
So I think that you have to tackle one issue at a time. And the first issue is that you have to tell your wife. What you're doing.
The husband, yeah.
The husband has to tell his second wife,
yeah,
who has no clue that this is happening, possibly in her home.
Right.
And you have three kids. Kids watch.
Yeah, they're young. They must be young.
Totally.
Yeah, but
they're going to find
out.
Or they're
going
to see mom and dad and how their little... I don't know. You need to come clean first. And then at that point, reevaluate if you're staying together or... I don't know. It's like we were saying earlier, like the same problems, you guys broke up for a reason. And it might be like hot and heavy because it's like sneaking around and all that stuff right now.
Right.
Those same problems could be here, you know.
Yep.
And you're just going to fall right back into that situation.
Yeah.
And what if he's just doing it to have... You know,
have a good time,
and your feelings are involved that you want your family to be back together.
There's a lot. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, maybe we can follow up and see. We'll see if we can get an update on it. Because here's the other part, Todd. When you went on TV, we were talking about the role of the kids, and you know, the woman who was the victim of being cheated on now.
Yeah.
The wife is. In, I assume, a stepmom role.
Stepmom, yeah, sure.
And that's a whole other layer of it.
Yep.
That is, because here's the thing. Let's say the husband goes to, so if you're just tuning in and you're like, what the hell are they talking about? it's this message where they're divorced and now they may be sleeping together even though the husband is remarried.
Yeah.
And they have three kids. And, they are sleeping together.
Yes.
But we're not clear on, are the feelings mutual about a rekindling, or is it just the husband is just cheating?
And it sounds like she doesn't know if the feelings are mutual.
Right.
She's writing into a radio station to talk about it to find out.
Right.
I don't know.
So I always kind of question when people send us this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But
what if she gets pregnant?
Keep sending.
Oh my God.
Well, that's another.
She's imagine obviously that. Fertile Myrtle.
Right.
And they
Holy
haven't,
moly,
and she's
that?
Young.
Oh my God. Well,
that would
okay,
be
so here's the, I don't think just based
like
on
Jerry Springer stuff.
I know.
Totally.
But here's the thing, on a serious note, let's say that the husband says, "You know what? I think we ought to give this another shot. I'm going to tell my wife that, you know, this happened and we need to get divorced." So here he is, he's 30, right? 30 or 32.
She said she was 30.
So he's like 32 and he's getting a second divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? And there's the three kids. That house is not just going to overnight be back to normal.
No.
You know? So now you got to weigh that.
Well,
it sounds...
if it was to leave for their mother, I think it's going to be...
They're going to be pumped.
Yeah,
but that's the rare case where the divorce actually may benefit the kids.
No. Totally. In the long run, yes. But in the short run, the new wife is not going to and rightfully so, is not going to be happy and pleasant, and the kids may be around. It's time for everyone to be super mature and focus on the kids.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know?
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Well, this is a.
This is a doozy.
Yeah.
Don't invite the ex over for a cocktail, is what we've all learned from this. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
It's a dry Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
right?
It is. Oh, my goodness.
No alcohol at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Turkey isn't the only thing. Manischewitz is alcohol, too.
Right.
What is it? The non alcoholic cider. We'll do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. O'Doul's.
Yeah, there we go.
Is it O'Doul's?
I make like a mimosa. Christy, here's an O'Doul's for you. Jay, here's an O'Doul's for you.
Here's some vodka for me.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, we're having Thanksgiving. You can bring BYOB, but it's only soft seltzer. No hard seltzer.